It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, live from Whiskey River, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, AD. What's going on? Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we are presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim Mullen will be around. Tim and I struggled on our picks last week. We're going to bounce back. We're both going 10-0 in Week 10. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Good crowd tonight. Little NFL football, college football. And I believe next week will be the first weekend where we're going to start having some college hoops coming up on Thursday nights. Good time to come out and join us here in Ankeny. Big game watch coming up at Whiskey River in Ames on Saturday. 2:30 kick, Clones at West Virginia. Jared Stansberry joins me. Is it a red out? Is that how we're billing this?
Yeah, that is what Casey told me.
Casey's all over it. Was that her idea, the red out game watch?
Yes, it was.
All right.
She's the idea person.
She's got a lot of them.
You've already buried the lead here, though, that we intend to expose the deep government on today's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show.
You watched my documentary, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Hey.
I'll never look at the world the same way.
Did you listen to today's podcast with Charter?
I did, yeah.
That's what spurred you to watch today?
Eric Charter might be my favorite recurring guest of the podcast.
He's great. Good podcast today. You guys should go and check that out. Brent Bloom is here as well. Hey, we've got a treat coming up at about 6:45. Cyclone Wrestling gets going on Saturday with the big Harold Nichols Open. Jacqueline Cordova has been covering Iowa State. She's starting to cover Iowa State wrestling for us. She will be in to talk with Jared about the start of the Cyclone Wrestling season with a new look team in Kevin Jackson. So we have a locked and loaded Cyclone Fanatic Radio show for you tonight. What's up, Bloomy?
Just living the dream.
You're off Morgantown tomorrow.
Just living the dream of a top 15 team. Jeez. Just like we all expected.
I had a weird deal happen to me on Tuesday night, and it's funny how fans can just get greedy.
Yes.
So I'm like, yes. I was pissed that Iowa State was 15th. I'm like, well, they should be 10th.
Better than Auburn.
They do have a better resume than Auburn.
Absolutely they do. Yeah.
But then it took, like, in about 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, just relax. you would have given anything for this scenario 3 months ago, okay? I'll take it. I'm not going to complain about the 15th ranking.
I'm watching the thing eating a fuzzy taco.
Of course you were.
And it was just surreal when you see,
I mean, what else do you do?
Iowa State on the big board with those other programs. It was just, I thought about it when it was happening. I don't know if I ever imagined that day would actually happen. That Iowa State would be in that top 15 of the college football playoff in November. We all hoped it would happen, but to actually see it happen, it's pretty cool. Now, the challenge is to see it happen over and over again, and it starts with a legit opportunity against West Virginia, and West Virginia's favorite for a reason. This is not going to be a cakewalk. This is a very good West Virginia team despite the result last week.
Yeah, I tend to like Iowa State's matchup with West Virginia. Iowa State was an underdog at Tech, a larger underdog than they are on Saturday, and I was very confident to pick Iowa State in that game. This game, to me, sets up very similarly, just in the sense that with what Iowa State is doing right now, Bloom, it's sustainable. They're not I thought we had, again, to reference the podcast, I thought we had a really good conversation about this today. If you look back to the history of Iowa State basketball.
Yeah, and I like that comparison.
When you're built to live and die by the three, you're going to stub your toe on the road more often. And what Iowa State's doing is they're good enough up front on both sides of the ball. What they're doing on offense is very sustainable with David Montgomery. They're not asking Kemp to do too much. I know he's getting a lot of pub, and it's absolutely deserving. He's not making really hard throws.
Correct.
He's throwing to 6'6" guys. And when I break it down, I think they're going to be able to do all of the above on Saturday.
I will say this. I think this West Virginia offense is, they're not quite Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, but they're right there. I mean, they are really, really good. And so I do not believe that this Iowa State defense can continue at the level they've been on. This offense is better than TCU's on both running and passing. And Greer is good. He's been mistake prone, so that's where it comes down to, is will he force something like he did against Oklahoma State? But I think this game gets in the high 20s, low 30s, and can Iowa State run the ball with David Montgomery? And I think that's, if they can do that, I really like Iowa State in this game. Can he get to 150? And there's some opportunity to do that against the West Virginia defense that isn't great. But, man, it's fun that Iowa State now, it's a legit conversation that they can make the Big 12 championship game. And it's not even crazy anymore. It's almost logical.
Actually, I'm going to write a blog about that tomorrow.
That is wild. But they are.
With some scenarios.
Yeah, and if they win, break it down, I mean, pretty simple. If they beat Oklahoma State and Kansas State and Baylor, it's almost a lock.
If they beat Oklahoma State and they go 3-1, they've clinched a spot.
Right. So
if they go 3-1 and lose to Oklahoma State, it gets a little bit dicey with different types of tiebreakers and whatnot.
But that's why this month's going to be wild. Iowa State, with a month to go, has a chance to play for the Big 12 championship game, and it starts Saturday at West Virginia.
Well put. It's time now for the weekly Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale. Jared, take it away.
All right, just a reminder, one rebuttal, guys.
Well, we get one rebuttal.
One rebuttal.
And I need to not interrupt as much this week.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. So considering you lost last week simply because of your...
This is trash.
Just complete disrespect for the integrity of the game.
Utter garbage. But go ahead.
All right, question number one. With Iowa State tied for the Big 12 lead entering November, who do you see as the best possible matchup for the Cyclones in a Big 12 title game?
You, me, or Bloom?
Whichever one wants to go first.
It's TCU. It's TCU because they don't have the ability to go out and absolutely kill you in a track meet. And that's more the type of team that Iowa State is. You get down into Jerry World, and you get up against one of those Oklahoma schools, and it can quickly turn into a vintage 55-49 Big 12 game before you know it. And while those two lack defensively that TCU clearly has, TCU, I feel like the Iowa State's strength is its defense, and I will take that matchup. When I watched those two teams on Saturday, I thought Iowa State was better. I don't think Iowa State would win the majority of games if they played Oklahoma 10 times, and I'm not sure they would against Oklahoma State either. I think if they played TCU 10 times on a neutral field, I think Iowa State could win five or at least half of them, maybe more. So TCU is the best matchup.
I will say this, though. I think that's probably the right answer, but let me make an argument the other way. TCU shut down Iowa State in the second half, and part of that was Iowa State kind of going into just, you know, run-the-clock mode. But they've clearly made an adjustment, and Iowa State had, what, 40 yards in the second half? So that would intimidate me a little bit going into a Big 12 championship. I'll say Oklahoma State for that reason. Oklahoma State does not have a very good defense. They are still mistake-prone, and we haven't seen them yet play in Ames, and they'll play there next week. But I would take my chance over a team in a track meet like Oklahoma State who makes mistakes than a really solid TCU outfit who proved that they could stop Iowa State in the second half.
I choose not to rebut. I'm confident with my answer.
Brent Bloom gets the point.
I think
that Oklahoma or Iowa State's defense matches up better with Oklahoma State's offense schematically because Oklahoma State, they like to take that deep shot. They like to take the chances.
Like, how can you say that, though? They literally held their offense scoreless.
I see Iowa State's defense being able to handle that Oklahoma State offense.
They literally, like, TCU's offense didn't score a point against them.
That's fine. I think we'll see Iowa State's defense do an admirable job next week against Oklahoma State as well.
We'll see. They gave up 31 to Oklahoma, I remember.
It's in Oklahoma State.
Question number two. Brent Bloom with a 1-0 lead here so far.
Terrible takes.
There were a lot more empty seats Saturday when Kevontae Turpin took the opening kick of the second half back for a touchdown. Do you think changes should be made to Iowa State's current stadium reentry policy, or is it fine how it is?
I think you keep it. It's part of what Iowa State is. And here's how you get people to stay in the seats. You actually win some games consistently, and then people won't want to leave and come back. You know, I'm never against somebody wanting to go out and get a quick Dr. Pepper, you know, to get a refreshment. And for the longest time, that was the reason why a lot of people went to the games. So you give them a reason to stay in the stadium, and you don't need to change the policy. I think that's a little authoritarian to try and lock somebody in somewhere as an adult. So let people go do what they want. I think it does lose a little bit of the atmosphere. but maybe make a special teams tackle. That has more to do with it than somebody not there for some energy.
Yeah, Bloom absolutely nailed it. I'd love to be able to disagree with him here, but, you know, fans have paid good money, and they've paid up to watch a really bad product for a really long time. And the second you become good, you can't just take their rights away to go have a beer at their car. Like, that, to me, seems ridiculous. Do I wish everybody would stay in there? Absolutely. However, those people pay good money for it, and Bloom's right. If Iowa State and Oklahoma State are both in the top 15 next week, they both get big wins and game day's there, people are going to be in their seats. It's the same thing with the south end zone, Bloom. I mean, people complain that they're, oh, yeah, well, they wouldn't be in there drinking and carrying on if Iowa State's really good.
This is not a rebut, but a more of an addition. They could solve this problem by serving beer in the stadium, which I know some teams do in the Big 12, including Texas. So I think that would solve all the problems.
That won't happen, but I agree with you. Just saying, as long as Jamie's there, I don't think that'll happen.
Chris Williams gets the point due to his decision to acknowledge that they're drinking beer rather than going
Fake
to drink
news,
Dr.
Bloom
Pepper.
Over here. Jeez, Mr. PC.
Tied at 1-1.
Sometimes they even take shots with hard liquor, Brent.
Tied at 1-1 after two questions. Number three, Joel Lanning was left off the Butkus Awards semifinalist list released earlier this week. Do you agree with the decision to leave him off the 15-man list, or did Joel get snubbed?
Yeah, I agree with it. He's not one of the 15 best linebackers in college football. He's one of the toughest. He's one of the 15 toughest players, and probably one of the top two or three most admirable dudes in the sport with just the way his career has gone. However, I mean, we'll see come NFL draft time how many linebackers get taken over him, and my guess is it'd be 15 or more. I love Joel. I've known Joel for 6 years now. I don't think he's one of the 15 best linebackers in college football.
Do you really think the Butkus Award is really watching the schematics of all these teams?
No,
I mean, I think
they're not. Absolutely.
It's the top 15 names, and I'll tell you what.
You're right.
Joel Lanning is sixth in the nation in tackles.
I know.
So that's pretty good. My problem with postseason awards started in 1995 or 1996.
Yeah.
When Troy Davis did not win the Doak Walker Award.
Insane.
And Byron Hanspard did. I mean, at that point, I said, I'm done with these things. So I don't even care. Like, go ahead, Dick Butkus. Do what you want.
You make a valid point
but
on
it's
the tackles.
Stupid.
I do think, too, what the tackle number you just boasted is as much of a endorsement of what the defensive line has done as it is anything, because all three of those linebackers are talented in their own ways, and they've been able to really excel because of what's gone down in front of them.
But it's such a known commodity thing at the beginning of the year. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Josie Jewell missed a game, and yet he's in there because he's been known for 3 years. I mean, it has nothing to do with on-field performance about your past history.
I agree.
That's a dumb reason to have an award.
I totally agree. I don't think he's one of the 15 best line. You say that about Josie Jewell, but I bet if you were being honest with yourself and you were the GM of a team and you could have either one, you would take Josie Jewell.
I probably would, but are you, what are you basing? Are you just doing NFL projections? Then you know, why have a Dick Butkus Award?
When he said Butkus, I thought he said butt kiss.
Brent Bloom gets the point.
He deserves it. I give him the point there, too. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I love Joel. I think there's 15 better linebackers than him.
Bloom with a 2-1 lead as we head to the fourth question.
Do you agree with me, Tim?
I had to do a little bit of research for this one.
Okay.
God forbid
you have to do some research.
And I might actually have been incorrect with my research. I'm not 100% sure. All right. Iowa State Wrestling has not finished on the podium as a team at the NCAA Championships since 2010. This is in wrestling, by the way. I forgot to add that.
We've switched sports.
When Jake Varner and David Zabriskie led the Cyclones to a third-place trophy. Over under 4.5 years until Kevin Dresser and the staff can have the Cyclones back in contention for top four team honors.
I think that's easy. That's an under.
I hope so.
That's the way they're recruiting.
The way they pay the guy.
Track record.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Didn't he have Virginia Tech in the top three or four?
Hell yeah, he did.
So, yeah.
It's absolutely the under. Man,
Four and a half years. Give me 3.5 years.
If not, they're going to be calling for him to get fired.
He better be. I mean, no pressure, Kevin. I know very little about wrestling, but Iowa State, if you're not in the conversation for the top four, then something's wrong there. So, yes,
I mean, we're like Florida State of wrestling, right? We're not Alabama. We're not Ohio State. But we should be up there. We're like the Florida State in wrestling.
I like that.
We got great recruiting grounds here.
You've got a good staff. I don't know what you have.
We
yes, please.
You know, we're Florida State. We're the Noles in wrestling.
Didn't it take Florida State until, like, the mid-90s to win a national championship in football?
Yeah, but once they start, I'm talking modern era, Jared.
I'm just saying that, I mean, Iowa State was winning championships back in, like, the 60s.
Okay, what's your comparison then? Who are we?
I don't know, maybe a Oklahoma. They were winning a lot of titles way back in the day. Bud Wilkerson. Barry Switzer. You guys got some help from Tim Mullen being here and giving you guys a resounding
Tim,
under.
Iowa State is the who of college wrestling. Florida State or Oklahoma, or can you think of anything better? Tim Mullen's a big wrestling fan here. They're Oklahoma, he says, all right.
There we go.
Good call, Jared.
I don't know. Chris Williams gets the point.
We didn't really disagree. We both said the same thing.
2-2. What a shocker. Number five. Iowa State has become widely considered the best story of the college football season so far. What do you think is the best story inside of the best story?
Ooh. Bloom, I think you get to start first here.
Where do you go?
Dude, there's so many.
There's a lot of great stories. The most unbelievable story is the rise of the defense, though, and it's not even close. If you think about against Iowa State gave up 23 points in the fourth quarter in overtime. To that offense, and you compare it to the last 14 quarters, giving up 20 points total. This is unreal stuff. The fact that Iowa State's in the top two of the Big 12, in the top 20 of the NCAA in defense from last year to this year, that's more unbelievable to me than a walk-on quarterback who's never thrown a pass until this year, winning four games like that. I don't know. It's the defense, and it's crazy because the Kemp story is unbelievable. The Lanning story is unbelievable. But the defense story is so surreal and something I would have never guessed.
So that's a great point. Kemp story we've all heard of. The Lanning story we've all heard of. I'm going to lump in the Campos, Lanning, Lazard losing from the last 3-4 years. All Central Iowa guys. None of them have really had any success here despite their individual accolades. And the fact that those three guys who are near and dear to all of our hearts in Central Iowa have the possibility to go out as one of the better teams in Iowa State football history, that's a story inside of a story like Jared asked for. The fact that those three guys are, you know, just they really haven't done anything, really. I mean, Lazard's been great individually, but it hadn't carried over to anything. Lanning's been all over the place. Campos had to play way too early, and he got hurt. The fact that they're all such focal points of this team, I think that's really, really cool. I would go with the three CIML guys. And the fact that they are, if you ask anybody in that locker room, they are the heart and soul of this football team.
I agree with that. I haven't used my rebuttal yet.
Neither have I, so I'm going to rebut whatever you rebut.
I think by just focusing on the CIML guys, you're shortchanging the rest of
Trevor Ryan.
The Trevor Ryan, even the Brian Peavy's, the Kamari Cotton Moyes, all those seniors who have lost forever. And even Peavy's just their junior, but I think that's the great part is it has literally been every member on that two deep has had a contribution. Even the kicker against Oklahoma. And even Colin Downing against TCU.
Yeah, but
I mean,
let's
everybody,
be honest.
Everybody.
When he missed that kick last week, we all thought we were losing.
No, when the kick return happened, I was getting a little I got a little shaky there.
I want to rebut that and state the obvious. Kyle Kemp is not only the best story on Iowa State's team. You could make a movie about it. His career is absolutely asinine, like how it has gone down. It's incredible. Did you watch the ESPN deal on him when he's like, man, I thought I was going to start 3 or 4 years at Oregon State. Didn't play. Goes to a JUCO, you're not good enough. Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to go to Iowa State and I'm just going to walk on. Oh, wait, Jacob Park's out. We're on the road. We don't want to start the freshman. Have fun. Oh, I'm going to beat Oklahoma, and I'm going to win four in a row and put the Clones at number 15 in the college football playoff. Are you kidding me? Kyle Kemp is the best story.
Oh, man. Brent Bloom gets the point. A winning streak in CF Battle Royale.
This is unreal.
Chris Williams completely changed his trajectory. Also, I really like the Kamari Cotton Moya poll due to the fact that that is a great story that has not really even been told
this year. A good feature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an outstanding feature.
The guy got shot at one point in his life.
At some point, somebody's going to tell the Hakeem Butler story, and that one's going to be really good as well.
A lot of stories. But Williams is trying to go diversion there. That was
Williams is throwing a fit now.
Weak tactic.
We'll get him back on here, though, for some picks with Tim Mullen. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show from the Whiskey River in Ankeny, presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
One more beer for me. Exile needs quality. So savagely. Best beer in all the land. Brewed with a loving hand. From bottle, keg, or can. Exile Brewing. EXILE. For me. EXILE. Let's drink football. Enjoy your exile.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
The Thanksgiving season is upon us, but you won't find any turkeys at Wild Rose. Every Friday night, you'll have a chance to gobble up to $1,000 during drawings at 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on Saturdays, take part in a free $13,000 progressive slot tournament. Don't stuff that bird. Stuff your pockets with cold, hard cash.
all month long at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Highway 30, Jefferson.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs drinking for gambling, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, and I want to thank my good friend Calvin. You hear him call the program often. He called in and had my back after that laugher of a ruling by Jared Stansberry, robbing me of the Battle Royale for the second week in a row.
I thought Calvin was my guy.
Clearly not.
Cyclone Jerry's your
Calvin, yeah,
I got Cyclone
you
Jerry.
Can have Jerry, I get Calvin. Calvin's my dude.
I like you too, Calvin. Thanks for calling.
Calvin's my guy. Alright. We got Tim Mullen here from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Joins us every week at this time as we make picks. Last week didn't go so hot. Not nearly as hot as the deals at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, C-Dub?
I'm all right. How are you, brother?
Better than our picks.
Yeah, we both went 2-8 last week.
At the Mendoza line, Brent Bloom next to us, never going above or below it.
What's going on? I'm going to add up our standings while you tell us about our deals at the Furniture Mart.
Guys, we're getting ready for the holiday season. We got a lot of good things coming up. A lot of great financing offers still going on right now. Deferred interest financing, 20 months, $399 and more. 18 months, $299 and more. Great time to come out. Defer your financing, set it off, use our money. Funny thing, we've been talking about the National Karastan Month for the freeze going on right now for the flooring deal. Certified install, existing carpet, tear up, hollow, all that stuff. So that was through October, and Karastan had said, hey, it's going great. Let's carry it through another, it's still going right now, so it could finish tomorrow. But, well, it won't. It'll go through the next week. But the other nice thing we got going right now, guys, I don't know if you know this, but it's November.
It's November.
And we're up on this little tradition in
Black
retail
Friday.
Called Black Friday. Yeah.
You hate that day, don't you?
It's always funny to me when people are like, hey, do you want to do this or that on Friday? I'm like, I'm in retail. I work that day. So,
yeah.
A lot of great Black Friday savings starting now because, you know, why wait 4
why
weeks
you
when
that?
You can move it up to the first week? But
let's do it now.
We got 10 to 57% off on select major appliances, free delivery, and this is a great financing offer. 36-month financing on Samsung laundry, $9.99 and up. So a lot of great deals going on.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So Samsung makes a laundry?
Yeah. Samsung does it all, buddy.
Bloom's got a Samsung laundry.
I got a washer dryer from Samsung.
Wow.
It's been 2.5 years running like new. It's a beaut.
It's a beaut, Clark.
It's like Kyle Kemp. Kyle Kemp, undefeated.
I don't think Kyle Kemp is as flashy as a Samsung washer and dryer.
Probably not, but both very reliable.
And both very trendy. Very trendy right now. Samsung won't win you the Battle Royale. And Kyle didn't either, apparently.
No, apparently Jared Stansberry has no respect for Kyle.
Yeah, I don't get it. But
unbelievable.
A lot of good things going on. Always come on out and get your Cyclone swag from the store, too. We got the tent set up right there in the store. Come on out and get what you need for your house. So a lot of good stuff. Come see us.
Bloom went 5-5 last week, and it propelled him to the top of the leaderboard. Bloom is now 37-37 on the season. I think he's gone 5-5 every week.
It's pretty much my best week has been 6-4. My worst week has been 4-6.
You're even, Steven.
It's been amazing, amazing year.
Tim and I both went 2-8. That means that I'm 36-38 on the season. Tim is 32-42.
So all Tim the money on week. Tim. All the money on Tim this week.
Yeah. Tim needs a big week.
We're the all home run, lots of strikeout type of guys. He's up here.
We're Aaron Judge.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going too crazy. He's batting that, 287 every year.
Ichiro.
Yeah, he is. He is the Ichiro of college picks. You and I are the Aaron Judge of college picks. Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Let's start with the you get the picks in front of you. I can't wait to watch Kansas and Baylor. I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great game. The winless teams, the Big 12. And I'm going to give you guys a tease. Baylor at -8 may or may not be on my locks of the week segment tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw the list, I go, well, I guess you got to fill it with 10 games, right? And that's how this made it on there.
I think it's interesting. Two winless teams. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, if Kansas is playing, I'll go with the other team, Baylor. That's how I decided this one.
That's actually really smart, Tim.
Yeah, I'll go 3-3. I the over-under on fans for this game may be the more fascinating question.
I mean, it might be less than eight.
I would say this. If you're
supposed to be 1,000 people there.
If you're a serious gambler out there, because I checked it out earlier today, not that I gamble on games because I don't, but the line is actually decreasing. So if you like Baylor, but believe it or not, the money's on Kansas right now.
Okay.
So keep an eye on that. Kansas State on the road at Texas Tech. The Red Raiders, Bloomer, a three-point favorite.
Yeah, this is weird to me. I thought this would be around 6 or 7 for Tech. We've either hit the Kingsbury wall, which is very possible.
Yeah.
But K-State, again, was not very impressive, even near Halloween with the Vampire. So that means something's not quite right there. Ertz isn't back yet, correct?
Correct.
So I don't get it here. I think Tech is pretty good up front, stop the run, and they're going to get some points. I think they win this game by 10.
I do, too. I'm with you, Bloom. I feel like the Vampire has been slayed.
Well, we're past Halloween, guys. It's that simple. And I'm going to go with this because Bloom is, so I don't get further behind him. That's
all
my
right.
pick.
So we're all on Baylor and Texas Tech. Let's go to the Big Ten momentarily, where Penn State is on the road at Michigan State. Tim, I love Sparty in this one at +8. Believe it or not, did you know Michigan State controls its own destiny to win the Big Ten East at this point in the season? And I think it starts on Saturday. I wouldn't be shocked to see. I mean, this is my point. Penn State's played Michigan and Ohio State back-to-back weeks. I could see Sparty winning this game outright.
They may control their destiny to this point, but they won't after Sunday when they get rolled by Penn State. I know Michigan State's defense is playing very well, but here's the deal. When I look at this, I go, great defense. Penn State's isn't bad. They're just not as strong as Michigan State. But that offense, I mean, it took a last-second, you know, play to take Penn State out of the unbeaten, and Michigan State can't hang with what they're going to throw at them. Too many options, too many weapons. I got Penn State here.
Bloom, break the tie.
I'll take the home dog because I love home dogs.
I do too, man. I love points.
Yep.
I love taking points.
You know, Penn State's clearly better, but that's a weird 11 a.m. kick and could be a little sleepy. Take Sparty.
You get a point if you want to go with Nebraska, who's a 1 point.
Oh, my gosh.
What a weird. Like, who would have thought you'd ever read this? But Northwestern is a 1 point favorite at Nebraska.
Oh, boy. I don't even know. I just flip a coin here, really. I'll take the Huskers and then duck.
Assuming you're going with the home points here with the Huskers, I should catch one on you here when I take Northwestern. Pat Fitzgerald, great coach. And Northwestern, ironically, when you look at the Big Ten, Pat Fitzgerald also has Nebraska's number, just like he has Iowa's number. Consistently a thorn in their side. It's pretty much a pick'em game, less than 1 point. But I'll take Northwestern here at Memorial.
I'm going to roll with Nebraska just because their quarterback's playing better, believe it or not, as of late. It's at home. I mean, it's basically a toss-up game. I don't feel good either way about that game. Ohio State is on the road at Iowa. Hawkeyes, Tim, are getting 17.5 points.
Yeah, so I don't know if you wouldn't have talked about it earlier for any reason, but following our old buddy Chris Hassel here, I don't know if you saw any of his information this week about the Hawkeyes. They've only lost, and I might get these off by a couple, so don't kill me for this, but I think it's only 6 or 8 games that they've lost by more than a touchdown or two in the last, like, 115 games at home. So he didn't put he liked, he loved. So I'm all with Chris Hassel here. 17.5 at home. I know it's Ohio State, but, you know, when it hits black 20 times in a row, it's got to keep hitting that, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. It just seems like any time Iowa's in this spot getting points, Kinnick like that against a top-ranked team, they show up. I don't think that they'll win this game. The fact that I'm getting the hook right there, I really like that a lot. I mean, I think they lose by 14, 17 points, but I'll take Iowa to cover.
Yeah, Iowa is a top 25 defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm doing my math here, right? Can Ohio State get to 30? I'm going to go yes. I'm going to go yes, they can.
And you don't think Iowa can get to...
I don't think Iowa can get to 14.
Okay.
So I think it's like 30 to 10, something like that. I do think that the Ferentz story this week was silly. I just want to throw that in there. The whole, like, who cares?
That was my take.
Come on. I've been in
I'm so
press. It's like,
who gives a
what
crap?
What a non-story.
We've all heard people cuss.
Yes.
Before. We've all heard people cuss.
I mean, you can't say anything anymore.
You're not supposed to do it in a press box.
And I get
so I understand that.
And like, it was going maybe after an official, so I have a heart for the official.
Well, that point I thought he should have been condemned for. But the fact that a bunch of sports writers were annoyed that he was cussing, that doesn't offend me at all.
Who cares?
They should hear what we're saying under our breath.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank you, Bloom.
Yeah.
Bedlam. Oklahoma Bloom at Oklahoma State. Cowboys are giving 2.5.
This series has generally been very one-sided in Oklahoma's favor. I think this year, from just head-to-head, Oklahoma State's just got a little more talent, especially in the wide receiver and skill positions, throwing the fact that they're home. And I think Oklahoma State gets it done this year.
Yeah, I thought back to last week when we were talking about Oklahoma State's game on the road. It was West Virginia last week, right? Oklahoma, West Virginia. And I really thought West Virginia was going to go in there and take care of business, and Oklahoma State said, not so fast. Went a little Lee Corso on them. And I just think Oklahoma State, they're both teams that have to prove something this week. But at home, afternoon game, people are pumped up, crowd's going to be raucous. I like Oklahoma State here. Randolph and Washington have a great day here. And especially, 2.5, I'm good with that. Let's go Oklahoma State.
It scares me going against Baker Mayfield back against the wall. But I've got to stay true to myself, and I've been riding Oklahoma State dating back to July, and I can't stop right now. So I'm going to take them to win this game. Oklahoma's not good on the back end of that defense, and that's where Oklahoma State's offense really thrives. So I'll take the Cowboys. Interesting game in the ACC. This is, if I could watch, other than Bedlam and Iowa State, this is one of the games I'd circle for Saturday. Virginia Tech is a 2.5-point favorite at Miami. The Hurricanes are undefeated, and Bloom and I have already disclosed we like taking points at home. I'm going to do that here. I'm going to take the 2.5 points in the Miami Hurricanes. Tim, where are you going on this one?
Yeah, when I first saw this, knowing Miami was undefeated, I actually took a double take. I'm like,
yeah, this is scary, isn't
it? How are they? But, then I did some research. I looked up Tech, and their defense is just scary. I mean, they're really strong on that backside, and I do believe defenses travel, and they're not scared of a night game anywhere. And it's not like I don't personally think of Miami in a night game is that scary of a place to go, but I'm just with you. I mean, points at home in a night game with the environment, I'll take Miami in the points here.
I don't think Miami's there yet. This is a little mirage. They haven't played anybody worthwhile. I mean, the one game that they were tested was against Toledo and almost lost at home. Virginia Tech's just better, so I'll take the better team and take the Hokies.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think Miami's that great, but they're at home. We'll see how it goes. It's funny how LSU-Bama has changed over the years.
Yeah.
Still a good game, but, man, the Bama Crimson Tide, 21-point favorites over LSU.
LSU still has great players, and they're all over the place. And I know this is at Alabama, but LSU's usually physical enough to keep this ugly. They're going to run the ball. They're going to take time off the clock. Alabama wins this game by 17, but that's under the 21.
Love hearing Bloom not count on Alabama.
Bloom hates Saban.
I get that, but this is just, I feel good. This is a point back for me.
You do feel good.
I'm one closer to mediocrity. 21 at home. I don't know if 21's enough. Alabama big here over LSU.
I'm going to go with Bloom.
Catching you both.
I don't know, man. These rivalry games, and it's the SEC, and LSU's defense is pretty good.
But is Alabama and LSU really a rivalry game anymore?
I feel like it is.
I mean, maybe 5 years ago?
I feel like it still is. I don't know. I mean,
hey, take them. It gets you 2 points back.
I say this all the time. The team in all of college football that I hate betting the most is Bama. You just never know. Like, they'll struggle against Colorado State at home, and then they're going to beat Ole Miss by 60.
I'd have to look it up, but I think they've only lost against the spread once this year.
It may be.
I think it was only once.
I saw a stat today, and Iowa State's 6-1 against the number 2. Yeah. Iowa State's one of the best.
Yeah,
I think Bama was up there. Utah was up there. Interesting game nonetheless, if you're looking at the number. Last but not least, let's go to what are you playing?
That one and that one.
Oh, yeah.
We got two left.
Yeah, last before we get to Iowa.
Sorry, my bad.
Texas at TCU. The Horned Frogs are laying 7. Give me the points here. I'll take Texas in a touchdown.
Texas in a touchdown, huh? TCU coming off, an offensively woesome game. And they need to get right, and they need to get right now. At home, I'll take TCU all day here.
William?
Can we get the lock ready to go?
Yeah. Sean, get the lock ready.
Give me Texas on the money line, straight up winning in Fort Worth. I think they get it done.
So I mean, that's a total hypocrisy off of the Big 12 title question that I just
win.
You think they're going to lose 2 in a row after you see them play in person, yet you think Oklahoma State's a better matchup?
Hey, I think TCU loses.
What kind of an indictment is that on TCU? You see them play and then you pick them to lose?
Let me throw this out. Do not quite rule Texas out of the Big 12 conversation. I think they win this game, and I think they can – I guess they already lost to Oklahoma State. Maybe they're out of the Big 12 conversation, but I think they win straight up in Fort Worth Saturday night.
Last but certainly not least, the Clones are on the road at West Virginia. We've got Iowa State getting 3. I really like Iowa State here. I do. I explained why I like this matchup. It reminds me of Tech. Tech's defense is a lot better than what Virginia Tech will bring to the table. Having said that, I think West Virginia's offense is probably a little better, but I'm not picking against the Clones right now. I'll take the points.
Gentlemen, there was a time where I said if they won again, I would not bet against them again.
Yes.
And then came TCU, and you challenged me on that. Gentlemen, I will not take anybody against ISU the rest of the year until proven otherwise. And I'll tell you what, I just am so impressed with what that defense is doing right now. And to me, you know, defense wins championships, and I don't know if that's in the cards for them, but that, you know, defenses travel, and you put them down there, and they're pumped right now. They've got a lot to play for, and I don't think they'll play over their heads. And West Virginia showed last week they can be beat at home. No reason Iowa State doesn't go in there and do the same.
Well, if you look at last week, West Virginia gave up 240 yards on the ground to Oklahoma State. This is where Iowa State wins the game. And I think they win the game by 7-10, boys, because they can control the line of scrimmage on both sides. This is not a great West Virginia defensive line. And Iowa State has the ability on the defense to keep everything in front. Here's your stat of the day. You ready? In the first 5 games of the Big 12 play for Iowa State, the longest play from scrimmage for the opponent has been 35 yards. And that was against Texas. Everything has been in front, even against these big play defenses. The other part of this game, West Virginia takes more deep shots than any other team in the Big 12. Will Grier has more 30-plus yard passes than any other quarterback in the Big 12. So the Iowa State defense will be tested deep, but I like Will Grier to force it, and Iowa State to get a couple of interceptions. I think this game's higher scoring. Give me the Clones 31-24.
All right, we're all 3-for-3 on Iowa State. I love it. Tim, thanks, bud. What else, for a quick reminder, new audience, what do we got going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Club?
No, you know, we're approaching the holiday season. We got a lot of good things coming up with Black Friday hitting us. 10-57% off on select major appliances. 36-month deferred interest financing on Samsung, $999 and more. Lots of deferred financing. Go $399 and more and you get 20 months deferred. Still National Karastan Month. You know, you're going to get free certified installation, take-up, haul-away, home measurement, furniture move. Lots of good reasons coming to Nebraska Furniture Mart. A lot of good deals coming up down the road. But appreciate it, guys. Always fun hanging out.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's go to the phones right now, and I want to make sure that we're all not crazy because we all picked Iowa State, you know, to win. And we got Doc Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic on. And, you know, Doc travels around with the team. He's a pretty big deal, the Iowa State football program.
And he's a doctor. So
yeah, he's a doctor.
He's smarter than all of us
put together. Doc, we're all on Iowa State this weekend. We think the Clones are going to improve to 7-2. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So they're playing well. They're playing with a lot of poise, just like their leader wants them to. So let's go to Morgantown and see what happens.
That's what I like to hear. Doc Greenwald's on the Clones. We're 4-for-4 on Iowa State. Nice little piece today. It's Cyclone Fanatic, Doc. I love how you titled it. Save the meniscus with an exclamation point. So, like, do we have, like, new meniscus technology? Because I read your piece, and it made a lot of sense to me. But for a listener who's tuning in, and we're going to entice them to go and read the piece at Cyclone Fanatic. That darn meniscus, man, the technology's come around, hasn't it?
Well, so the meniscus is a really important shock absorber in the knee, and like the rest of our bodies, as we get older, it starts to wear out, and then you put it under forces of the twisting and the stopping and the starting, and then you get these tears, and so you try to preserve that, and that's where the repair comes in. So that's what the young person, you're going to try to save that meniscus. A lot of times with an ACL tear, you're going to do that. The meniscus transplant, that's a cadaver graft. That's a little bit different. And what I wrote about was you can do this collagen matrix and a meniscal like implant. And so then you can actually kind of regrow a meniscus. And that's really exciting. That's the orthobiologics that everyone's reading about, the stem cells and so on. So that's kind of exciting.
True story here. I need to come see one of you guys for a shoulder. Which one of you guys is the shoulder guy?
We all do shoulders, so you're just gonna have to roll with it and make a choice, dude.
But I love
I don't
you
think
guys.
Anybody wants to deal with Williams.
I love all you guys.
It's the personality Doc, more than the condition.
So Doc, you remember at that basketball game last year where I'm like, man, like I got this. I was doing pull ups and it. I think it's my rotator cuff, but I don't know. It's still here. Like we're talking, this is like a 2.5 year deal that still has not gone away. Am I in trouble?
You're getting older, so you are starting to get in trouble. But here's the deal. So I mean, Brian Warmy and Pete Buck are these two outstanding, great guys, great surgeons, and I would let either one of them operate on me in a heartbeat if I needed it. And so I'm just blessed to work alongside these guys. And we just love taking care of the Cyclones. We love taking care of the weekend warriors, just like you, Chris.
Well, you're gonna be seeing me here pretty soon in your office. Not just saying that it's not going away. So I don't look forward to that, but I look forward to seeing you, Doc. Enjoy your trip to Morgantown tomorrow. All right, buddy.
Well, yeah, you bet. We'll see. What is it about? I don't know. 7:30 Iowa time. We'll find out how we're doing, won't we?
All right, that sounds good, brother. Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic. Thanks, Doc. We appreciate your time as always. He's picking the clones, Blum. We're 4-for-4 on clone
picks. Logical choice.
All right, we're going to close the book on football. It's wrestling next. Jacqueline's in here with Jared. And
is this the radio debut?
Yes, it's Jacqueline's radio debut.
Stand
yeah, we already gave her
you.
A big introduction. Yeah.
Breaking
you
news.
You got the breaking news sounder from Fanatics, Jacqueline. We're going to do that next here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're live from Whiskey River in Ankeny with our friends from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money as it has for families over the course of 3 decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-9600. 5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
Hey guys, it's Cyclone Fanatics Chris Williams here, and being the fact that I am from rural Southwest Iowa, I really do take a lot of pride in promoting small town ag companies. And that's exactly what J&S Acres Trucking is. My friend Joel, a diehard Cyclone Fanatic, is your go-to guy for hauling needs of any kind. If it's farm to market, farm to sale barn, sale barn to farm, J&S Acres Trucking can do it all. Joel is a great guy. You'll love working with him. J&S Acres Trucking works all over the Midwest and is wanting to serve you, your fellow Cyclone Fanatics. Call Joel today, 712-299-9296. Tell him Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rubbed baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We are out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. This NFL game, Jets and the Bills, about to get underway. Come on out, have a beer with us. We're going to hang out, have some food, have some drinks. We're going to have some fun here on a Thirsty Thursday at Whiskey River in Ankeny. What's up, Jackie? How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
How many times have you ever been on the radio?
Not once.
So this is your first time ever being on the radio?
Yup.
How does it feel?
Great.
Are you nervous?
Just a little bit. Not like usual, but.
There's only probably like 50,000 people listening, so you shouldn't be that nervous.
Well, wasn't that nervous. Now I am.
I'm just kidding. I doubt there's that many. But obviously you're going to be covering wrestling for us this year, your first year as an intern for us at Cyclone Fanatic. What makes you qualified to cover wrestling for us here?
I'd like to believe my 4 years of being a wrestling manager for my high school makes me pretty qualified.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. What year are you at Iowa State right now?
This is my fifth year at Iowa State. I'm a journalism student. I went to high school at Colfax Mingo. Yeah, I don't know.
There we go. I think that's all anybody needs to know.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll make sure and keep an eye out for your wrestling coverage. Obviously, anybody that listens to this show, listens to our podcast, has ever heard me talk, knows I'm not a wrestling guy. What do I need to know about this Iowa State wrestling team before I come out and watch them later this year?
I think you and anyone who hasn't been following wrestling really just needs to know that Kevin Dresser and his staff are really, really awesome, and they have a really positive energy coming into this about rebuilding a program that hasn't been necessarily crazy relevant in the wrestling. And Dresser has a really cool thing going on with this team that I think is really unique, is the fact that basically every single weight class is open and up for grabs, which I think makes his rebuilding process really unique, because he literally gets to start from scratch, which isn't something we've seen too often since, when you look at basketball, Coach Prohm had a whole team already waiting for him, and
yeah,
Matt Campbell had the same thing, and Coach Dresser literally has a clean slate to make this program his very own the very first year he's here.
Well, and that's especially true. I didn't realize this until we went out to Wrestling Media Day on Tuesday. They have, 21 of the 37 guys on their roster are freshmen or sophomores?
Yeah, there's like, I don't remember the exact number. I just wrote it down the other day, but there's a lot of young guys on there. A lot.
And even the young guys that they do have, I mean, outside of Kanan Storr, I think is a name that people that have really followed Iowa State wrestling at all, even me, who's somebody I followed Iowa State wrestling very casually, I knew that name. I think he went something like 25-5 last season unattached. Even then, he's still only a redshirt freshman, isn't that right?
Yep. So we get to keep him around for a while, hopefully.
For sure. And I mean, who are some of the other guys that are, you know, going to be important on this team? I mean, I know that you're new to the beat, but I think about guys like Marcus Simmons and
Like I said, I don't know. I don't know much about Iowa State wrestling. You need to educate me. I need you to be the expert of the beat so that you can. Anytime that I'm like, hey, Jackie, I might come to the Iowa State wrestling duel today. Who, you know, what do I need to know before I show up?
Well, I think key wrestlers right now that I'm looking at is Marcus Harrington, I believe is his last name.
Yeah.
He just got bumped up to heavyweight. So I think he's going to be an exciting one to watch because he's one of our returners. And he's his, like, if I remember correctly, it was something along the lines of he was one of the few NCAA qualifiers we had.
Yeah.
So he's definitely a being a returner, and the fact that he was doing well says a lot. And I think the fact that he did get bumped up to a weight class will be something important, especially heavyweight, since that gives him so much room to have fewer eating restrictions, and he does get to lift a lot, which is something Coach made note of in the press conference at Media Days. So I think he'll be important to watch just because, I mean, he gets to have a whole new mentality from last year. And then I think it was like 149. That weight class is going to have a lot of competition because there is a lot of guys there. So that weight class alone will have – just keep an eye on that because you'll just have to pay attention to who gets ending up with the starting position.
One thing I thought was kind of interesting about what he said is that, you know, it doesn't matter meet to meet or, you know, whatever happens in the regular season – he won't know his starters until the day before they leave for the Big 12 tournament.
Right.
I mean, was that was kind of one of the big takeaways that I really took from Media Day, that, you know, he wants there to be competition, not just in the preseason, not just in these first couple opens when they're kind of doing their wrestle-offs, but he wants it to last all season long. And if a guy's not wrestling well, he's not going to be afraid to pull them from that spot and put somebody else in.
Right. I think the fact that there is so many guys that can compete for a weight class makes that interesting because it is easier for them to lose that spot, not only because they have to have so much control over their weights to make sure they can stay in that specific weight they want to start for, but just because the fact that, I mean, over time, guys are getting stronger. So
yeah.
And they're battling for these spots all the time in practice, so someone could easily out-wrestle someone else.
What were some of your other takeaways from, I mean, you talked to the wrestlers. I only stayed to listen to Coach Dresser. So what, you know, talking to those guys, what has kind of been the difference in the program compared to, you know, some of the ones that were here last year? What have they seen maybe being the difference from what it was with Kevin Jackson?
A lot of the things that I've seen, and even Marcus Simmons, they were just talking about the way these coaches practice. I think my favorite thing so far is that when they go into practicing, they like to let the guys do their thing. So they'll go head-to-head with each other, and then they get to decide when it's done. And I read somewhere that one of the coaches said that at the beginning, when they first started practicing, it'd be like 8 minutes, and they were done, and they'd go grab water, take a break. And now they're going like 30 minutes because they're just so determined to win that spot. So I think this staff has really pushed these guys to – have that drive on their own and not necessarily get it from coaches screaming at them constantly for
Well, and I think that, you know, I never wrestled, but that seems like something that would be crucial to being a good wrestler. You have to be self-motivated more than, you know, having your whole team there. Because, yeah, it is a team sport, but at the same time, it's pretty much an individual sport. And that's what makes wrestling unique compared to a lot of the other sports that Iowa State has.
Yep, I agree with you.
For sure. The other thing that I think has been really cool about what they've done, anybody that hasn't seen the video that they put out on Twitter of the coaches formulating a plan to steal the curtain, you know, so that they can kind of fill Hilton Coliseum this year. I just think there's going to be a new energy around Iowa State wrestling that hasn't been there really probably since Kale was here.
Well, I think it's cool just because these are all former Hawkeyes, so I think it's really unique that we have all these former Hawkeyes coming to Cyclone Nation to make it their own and make us successful. So I think that definitely adds to the culture of this season. And plus, when you think of wrestling, it's such an aggressive and, like...
These guys are also intense,
too. Right, they're, like, intense. You think angry guys, but even just walking into Media Days, the coach staff is so easygoing. They're so fun and positive, and I just, I watched that video the other day, and I was dying because they're just so funny.
I just love that... Coach Dresser's so intense, and most coaches, when you see them walk into a Media Day presser, they've all got their suit and their tie on, and he walked in a pair of sweatpants and like a sweatshirt.
I love this guy. And sweatshirt. It was a grout fit.
Yeah,
he had a grout fit on.
That's such a wrestler power move, though.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Chris Williams and Brent Bloom, the champion of CF Battle Royale for the second week in a row. Thanks, Jackie, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks to Tim Mullen and Clive for coming on to make his picks from Nebraska Furniture Mart, Clive, excuse me, to make his picks. We'll be back next week on the CF Radio Show. You're listening to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.